Have you ever wished you could just like talk to your data? Like, I don't mean just figuring out a spreadsheet or anything. I mean actually asking questions and getting real helpful answers, almost like, having a brilliant research assistant at your fingertips. But it's your data.
Exactly.
That's what we're diving into today,
Yeah.
the power of knowledge graphs. And specifically, we're going to unlock that power with a Virtuoso Universal Server.
The thing I find really cool about Virtuoso is it takes all the complicated stuff about knowledge graphs, all the stuff happening behind the scenes, and it just makes it, well, surprisingly easy to use.
So true. And it does all this without, skimping on things like scale or security. Those always feel like potential deal breakers. But something that really jumped out at me was this whole idea that Virtuoso can take something as basic as a simple web page and just turn it into a knowledge graph. Like that, instantly.
Sounds like magic almost, right?
It really does.
But really what it's doing is it's taking how the information's laid out on that web page and it's converting it, translating it into something a machine can understand as connected data, basically a knowledge graph.
Yeah.
And they actually show you a visual example. I mean, it makes the whole process so clear.
It's true. You're going from this kind of flat two-dimensional map to a full-on 3D model. Suddenly you can see how everything's connected so much better.
Exactly. You hit it on the head. And what unlocks those connections is a special query language called SparksAQL. Think of it like the language you'd use to ask questions of this newly created knowledge graph and then get super specific answers back.
So instead of just seeing like a list of names from that web page, you could use SparkQL to find out things like, oh, these two people worked on this project together 10 years ago. It's like X-ray vision, but for your data.
That's a perfect way to put it.
Yeah.
But to really show you what this can do, we're going to be playing around with what they call a synthetic financial data set.
Okay, yeah. Let's talk about this data for a sec, because I've heard it's incredibly detailed, right?
It really is. We're talking transaction info, customer profiles, account details, and get this, even fraud labels. It's all set up and ready to be turned into a knowledge graph. And here's the best part. It's all up on GitHub, totally public. So if anyone's feeling bold, you can grab the data and follow along.
I'm always a fan of transparency. Okay, so we've got our financial data ready to go. What's the magic ingredient that actually transforms it into a knowledge graph?
That's where this thing called R2RML comes in. Imagine like a language translator, but for your data. So R2RML helps Virtuoso take your data, which might be stuck in boring old tables and spreadsheets, and turn it into the language of knowledge graphs. And that language is RDF triples.
Okay, wait. RDF triple. It sounds kind of complicated. Can you break that down a bit? What even is that?
It's actually pretty straightforward. Just think of an RDF triple as a really basic statement that just describes a link, a relationship between two things. So, for example, you might have a triple like account 1234 has balance $10,000. See, it's just a subject, then the relationship, and then the object.
So in that example, account 1234 would be the subject, has balance is like the verb, and then $10,000 is what it's connected to.
You nailed it. And these triples, when you string a bunch of them together, they create this web of connections, and that's your knowledge graph. Now, inside Virtuoso, you have basically two types of these triples, virtual ones and physical ones.
Virtual physical. Sounds like I'm about to hit the gym, not talk about data. So what's the
Yeah.
difference?
Okay. Think of virtual RDF triples as a way to look at your data on the fly, like a temporary workspace. They're flexible, changeable. Physical triples, on the other hand, those are the more permanent records, the ones actually stored within Virtuoso. The cool thing about R2RML is it can handle both kinds, so you have total control over how your knowledge graph is built.
Got it. So now our data is speaking fluent knowledge graph thanks to R2RML. What's the next step? Do we need to like become coding ninjas to get answers from it?
This is where things get seriously interesting. Remember how you mentioned wanting to just like talk to your data?
Yeah. My own personal data sidekick.
Well, Virtuoso actually makes that a reality using this tool called Opal.
Opal, like the gemstone.
Exactly. And just like a gemstone can like reflect light in all these cool ways, Opal lets you actually interact with your knowledge graph using normal everyday language. You can literally have a conversation with your data.
Wait, so you're telling me I can just like type a question for my data and it understands me? No need to learn some crazy code.
You got it. And they've got these screenshots in the documentation, right, to actually show you how it works. So you can ask simple things like, how many customers are in this database? Or get really specific, like, show me all the transactions over 5 grand, but only from customers with a risk score over 70.
That's wild. It's like having, I don't know, your own personal financial analyst on call 24/7. But seriously, how does it even work? What's happening behind the scenes to make that happen?
It all comes down to something called DDL, data definition language.
Right.
Basically, it's like a set of instructions, right? It tells Virtuoso exactly how all the data in your knowledge graph should be structured, how it should be organized. And that structure, that's what lets OPL understand what you're asking and then go find the answers within all those connected data points.
So DDL is like the, I don't know, the framework that holds the whole thing together.
Exactly. You got it. And the best part is all that technical stuff, it's all happening behind the scenes. You just get to ask questions and get insights. It's pretty cool.
I do love how user-friendly Virtuoso makes everything, but I'm also the kind of person who likes to, you know, tinker a bit. What if I want to get my hands dirty and build my own linked data views? Is there a way to do that?
Oh, for sure. Virtuoso has you covered there. They've got three main ways to do it. First up is the R2RML wizard, which is perfect if you already got your R2RML script like ready to go. It basically streamlines the whole process of applying it to your data. Makes it super smooth.
And what about those of us who might need a little more help with that whole R2RML thing?
Well, that's where the linked data view generator comes in. This thing is great. You feed it your data, and it automatically creates all those mappings and ontology stuff you need to turn it into, well, you know, a proper knowledge graph.
So it does all the heavy lifting for you.
Exactly. And of course, for the hardcore coders out there, you can always go the old school route and write your own SQL scripts. That way you can get super customized with your linked data views.
I'm noticing a trend here. Virtuoso gives you options. I like it.
Options are good. And speaking of options, remember our friend Opal. The whole chat with your data thing, well, you can do way more than just simple questions. We're talking some pretty impressive interactions with your knowledge graph.
Oh, yeah. You got me curious before about whether I could actually see this whole chatting with data thing in action.
Oh, yeah, they've got screenshots for that, too. Like, in one of them, they ask the knowledge graph for info about specific accounts and their balances, and boom, just like that, it gives you the info all in a normal conversational way.
Okay, that's officially cool. But what if I do want to, you know, get a bit more hands-on with my queries? Does Virtuoso have something for that?
100%. They have a built-in SparkWell query editor. It's got this really clean, intuitive layout. You write your SparkWell query in one part of the screen, and then the results show up nice and clear right next to it.
So it's like having a direct line to pull very precise answers from my knowledge graph. Love it. But before we get too excited about all the amazing insights we can unlock, what about security? You know what they say. With great data power comes great data responsibility.
Now you're talking my language. And trust me, Virtuoso takes security seriously. They've got all these robust authentication measures in place. Like the documentation even talks about using a demo user that has, you know, very specific permissions to access the virtual named graph.
So no one's sneaking in and peeking at our sensitive financial data.
No way. Not a chance. And it goes beyond just basic permissions, too. They use something called ACLs, access control lists. Think of them like really specific security guards for your data. You can set these ACLs to control exactly who can see what information down to the tiniest detail.
That's reassuring, especially when we're talking about this kind of sensitive data. Sounds like Virtuoso is definitely living up to that no compromises promise on the security front.
Absolutely. They're not messing around when it comes to keeping data safe. But let's switch gears for a second and talk about something cool. A feature that lets you use the best of both SparkWell and SQL together.
Ooh, now that's interesting. Sounds powerful. Tell me more about this hybrid thing.
It's called SparkWell QB. Basically, think of it as a universal translator for your data queries.
So, like, I can use both SparkWell and SQL in the same query, depending on what I'm trying to find out.
Exactly. You got it. The really cool thing about SysSQL QB is how smoothly it lets you use these two really powerful query languages together. And to make it even easier, they even include these visuals that explain the whole globally and locally resolvable links concept. It's all about making sure your queries are as efficient and adaptable as possible.
Okay, I'll be honest. Some of those technical terms are going a bit over my head. But can you give me a real-world example of how this could be helpful? You know, paint a picture for me.
Sure. Imagine you have to make a report, right? And it needs to show all the accounts that have a balance over 10 grand, plus the contact info for whoever owns the account. Well, you could use SQL to grab the account info and balances, and then seamlessly weave in some SparkCARL to pull in the matching contact details from your knowledge graph, all in a single query.
Ah, I see. So instead of having to run separate queries and piece it all together manually, SparkWell QB lets me do it all at once.
Exactly. It's all about being efficient and, let's be honest, making your life easier. And to show you just how practical all this is, they even give you a bunch of example queries in the documentation. They're super insightful.
All right, lay it on me. What kind of queries are we talking here?
Let's start with something simple. Say you want a list of every single account, along with the primary and secondary account holders. Virtuoso can generate that in a heartbeat, but it gets way more interesting. What if you wanted to pinpoint the accounts where either the primary or secondary holder has a risk score above, let's say, 80? That kind of info is crucial for any financial institution, you know, to manage risk.
It's like having a super-powered fraud detection system built right in.
That's a great way to put it. And speaking of fraud, Virtuoso can even sniff out things like cyclical transactions, which are often a big red flag for money laundering. By looking at how money flows within your knowledge graph, it can quickly spot those suspicious patterns.
Wow. When you really think about the applications, it's incredible. But what happens when you're working with, like, huge data sets and you need answers fast? I feel like those queries could take forever.
That's where Virtuoso's Anytime Query feature comes in. It's a lifesaver.
Anytime Query. Okay, now I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Trust me, it's a game changer. Picture this. You got to run this massive, complex query on a gigantic data set, right? Well, with a time query, you get to set a time limit. You say, all right, Virtuoso, you've got this long. Now, here's the kicker. If it takes longer than the time you set, it doesn't just leave you hanging. It actually gives you the partial results it's found so far.
So you're not stuck just twiddling your thumbs, waiting for this huge query to finish before you can even see a sliver of the data.
Exactly. It's about getting you information when you need it, even if it's just a piece of the puzzle at first. You can get quick insights without having to sacrifice the depth of a full query. Plus, they even have a handy screenshot that shows you exactly how changing that time limit affects the results you get back.
That's amazing. It's like getting a sneak peek at the answer while the rest of it's still being worked out.
Precisely. It's all about making sure you have the information you need when you need it, even when dealing with massive amounts of data.
So Virtuoso can clearly handle some pretty intense queries, but I'm curious, does it play well with other tools? I mean, in the real world, data lives everywhere, right? It's not always neatly packaged.
You're preaching to the choir. That's one of the first things I look for in a tool. And actually, Virtuoso is great about that. It's designed to work seamlessly with like a whole bunch of other tools and technologies. They even give you examples right in the documentation. We're talking things like NetworkX, Excel, even Tableau and Neo4j, you name it.
So let me get this straight. I could use Virtuoso to analyze my data, find all these cool insights, and then take those insights and say, plug them into my favorite visualization tool or graph database seamlessly.
Exactly. It's all about leveraging the best tools for the job.
Right.
And the fact that Virtuoso can integrate with GraphQL is huge. That's like the gold standard for building those modern, slick web applications.
GraphQL, right. I've heard of that.
It's a query language that's built for like super flexible and efficient data fetching. They use it all the time for those dynamic single-page apps.
Okay, that makes sense. So basically, Virtuoso is like the ultimate data matchmaker. It connects everything. Speaking of connections, what about this whole data silo problem? You know, where different departments have their own data and nobody talks to each other. Can Virtuoso help with that mess?
Data silos. The bane of our existence. But yeah, Virtuoso has a really powerful answer for that. Federated queries.
Federated queries. Okay, now that has a nice ring to it. Tell me more.
It's pretty simple, actually. Basically, it lets you access and query data from tons of different sources all at the same time, as if it were one big happy database.
Hold on. So I could combine data from, say, my local database, a cloud data warehouse, even a public API, all in a single query.
Bingo. And they actually give a really specific example in the documentation. They link up a local database, a SQL Server database, and a MySQL database, all working together in perfect harmony.
It's huge for organizations that need that big picture view, you know, without having to jump through hoops and migrate all their data.
Talk about bringing everyone to the table. Now, before we wrap things up, we got to talk about the elephant in the room. Or maybe it's more like the large language model in the room. Everyone's talking about AI these days, tools like ChatGPT. Does Virtuoso play nice with those? Absolutely. Remember our friend Opal, the whole chat with your data thing.
Oh, yeah. Our data whisperer. How could I forget?
Well, get this. Opal is actually powered by ChatGPT. It's a ChatGPT-based smart agent. So under the hood, it's using the power of large language models to make those interactions with your knowledge graph even more natural, even more intuitive.
Whoa. So it's like having ChatGPT, but with like insider knowledge from my own data?
You got it. They also mentioned LangChain. That's another example of how these large language models can be integrated with Virtuoso. honestly, the possibilities are mind-blowing.
I'll say, my brain's officially full. We've gone from transforming basic web pages into knowledge graphs, to chatting with our data like it's a coworker, to building Fort Knox-level security around it, finding hidden patterns, integrating with every tool under the sun. And now AI's involved. That's quite the journey.
I know, right? It's a lot. But that's what makes knowledge graphs and tools like Virtuoso so exciting. They're changing what's possible with data, making it easier, more insightful, and honestly, way more fun to work with.
I think that's the perfect note to end on. So to our listeners out there, here's my question for you. What amazing things will you uncover when you explore the world of knowledge graphs? What hidden connections, what mind-blowing insights are waiting to be found in your data? Because trust me, the possibilities really are endless.
That's right. So keep exploring, keep asking questions, and most importantly, keep diving deep.